Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today's show is the first half of the 30th annual concert of the Sacred Music of Duke Ellington, presented by Earshot Jazz and performed by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Michael Brockman and Clarence Acox, co-artistic directors. With vocal soloist Nicole Eskridge and Stephen Newby, and the Northwest Chamber Chorus, directed by Mark Klepper. This year's presentation took place in the richly reverberant space of St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral on Capitol Hill in Seattle before a capacity audience. Duke Ellington famously said, "Every man prays in his own language, and there is no language that God does not understand." The music and text of the Sacred Music of Duke Ellington is mostly non-denominational, and he created three concerts of sacred music, although there is some overlap between them. The first was in 1965 at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco with the assistance of Billy Strayhorn. The second, after Strayhorn's death, was in 1968 at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, and it brought some gospel elements into the score. The third sacred concert premiered at Westminster Cathedral in London in 1973 on United Nations Day and included his settings of the Lord's Prayer. This concert of the sacred music of Duke Ellington includes music from all three suites. We'll hear now the Sacred Music of Duke Ellington, Part 1, featuring the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, directed by Michael Brockman and Clarence Acox, baritone soloist Stephen Newby, alto vocal soloist Nicole Vinay Eskridge, and the Northwest Chamber Chorus, directed by Mark Klepper. I've always found this opening section very stirring, from its dark, foreboding, primordial opening with just piano, bass, and drums, going on to a celebratory conclusion, and then the chorus rhythmically reciting, shouting almost, the books of the Old Testament. From St. Mark's Cathedral, here's part one of the sacred music of Duke Ellington in the 30th annual performance with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. No heaven, no earth. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. No mountains, no valleys, no main streets, no back alleys, no night, no day, no bills to pay, no glory, no gloom. No poverty, no Cadillacs, no sand traps, no mud paths, no pedestrians, no carrot tray, no bodyguards, no credit card, no conference calls, no TV commercials, no headaches, no aspirin. No heroes, no zeros, no naughty, no nice, no limit, no budget, no bottom, no topless, no cows, no bulls, no barracuda, no buffalo, no birds, no bees, no beetles, no symphony, no jive, no Gemini 5. No 10, 9, 6, 8, no men trying to feel an inside straight. No applause, no critique. No amateur, no professional. No questions, no answers. No singers, no dancers. No buried and sun-dried, ranting and raging. Hither the yarn from pillar to pot. no heaven, no earth, no nothing. In the beginning, God.
The opening of this Concert of Sacred Music of Duke Ellington, the 30th annual presentation of this music in Seattle, with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and soloists and the Northwest Chamber Chorus. Stephen Newby, bass baritone voice, In the Beginning, with instrumental soloist Alex Dugdale, baritone sax, Dan Wickham on clarinet, Travis Ranney, tenor sax, and Jay Thomas and Thomas Marriott on trumpets. The recitation by the Seattle Chamber Chorus of the Books of the Old Testament. This concert, performed at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, is coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live music in Seattle area. Here's Michael Brockman.
We are just thrilled to have all of you here with us to experience this great music and in such wonderful surroundings. We have very fine musicians here with us, our two fine soloists and all these great choir members, and we're sure you're going to enjoy the whole evening. Here now to sing about heaven is Miss Nicole Eskridge.
Heaven, my heavenly heaven to be. It's just the ultimate degree to be.
Thomas on the trumpet, Mark Taylor on alto saxophone, and the Northwest Chamber Chorus. One of our founding members long ago was Floyd Standifer, and we referred to him as the shepherd for our group because he showed us how everything was done for many, many years. And now to play a piece that we'll put in tribute to Floyd Standifer tonight, here is Thomas Marriott, the shepherd.
Thank you.
Thomas Marriott again. Thomas Marriott.
You're listening to a concert performance from St. Mark's Cathedral of the sacred music of Duke Ellington with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, soloists, and chorus on KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around Seattle.
Now here is Nicole Eskridge again to tell us about the truth.
Is the truth? Tell me it's the truth. Tell me it's the truth. The gospel truth. Tell me it's the truth. Tell me it's the truth. And the light is right. Tell me the truth. Tell me it's the truth. Thank you.
On the tenor saxophone. Randy Halberstadt. And Phil Sparks on the bass. Phil Sparks. Many of the pieces in this collection of works by Ellington were based on a very famous composition of his titled Come Sunday. We get to hear Come Sunday in two different modes or two different fashions tonight. You're going to hear next Come Sunday in its instrumental version. But we also hear later on in the evening a vocal solo version that will feature Stephen Newby. You'll hear that melody several times throughout the evening. So here is Come Sunday. Mark Taylor, Scott Brown on the trombone, Tom Marriott, and Dan Wickham on the clarinet.
You're listening to part one of a concert of sacred music of Duke Ellington performed at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, soloists, and chorus on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around Seattle.
Each year we like to feature our very fine pianist, Randy Halberstadt, on a piece that was created by Duke Ellington titled Reflections in D. Randy will play that. He often combines it in medley with another of Ellington's compositions, Reflections in D.
Reflections in D by Duke Ellington, performed by Randy Halberstadt at the piano, on this concert of sacred music of Duke Ellington.
We are so appreciative of St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral for inviting us to be here and allowing us to come and play and present this music. Our deepest thanks to the congregation of this fine cathedral for this wonderful building and sharing it, something that all of us get to enjoy this holiday season. We will close out this first half of the concert, and we're going to feature Mr. Stephen Newby once again. Stephen's going to tell us one of the basic rules. Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Stephen Newby.
Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Have you forgiven the sinner who kept you from being a winner? And the one who stole your bulging purse? Have you lost the rancor in your heart for that hanky-panker? Or for him, is there still a little curse? Or worse, don't get down on your knees to pray. You have forgiven everyone. Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Life is much too short to waste on negative thought, for the one you think might harm you next. Don't dream of him with snakes. Forget mistakes he makes and throw away that dirty little hex.
Don't you ever get down.
Get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Oh, don't get down. Have you forgiven your lover and the one who you discover, coveting the loved one you adore? Have you done the thing that's right? Do you pray for them at night? Or is hatred seeping through your every pore? You better listen. Don't get down on your knees to pray. I've forgiven everyone. Don't get down.
Don't you get down.
On your knees to pray.
On your knees to pray.
Until you have forgiven everyone.
Forgiven everyone.
Does your anger run so right that you'd like to use your knife? Don't do it. Cause you'll wind up in a clink. After you calm down, you'll find gossips talk the fool, and nothing's on the brink of what you think.
It's not what you think.
Get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Don't get down.
Don't you get down
on your knees to pray. Harder to defeat than it is to revenge is not so sweet. It's bitter as hell. Blessings be multiplied, but don't you dare pray for that which has cause to be denied. Don't get down,
don't you get down,
on your knees to pray,
on your knees to pray.
But you have forgiven everybody, everywhere, everyone, everyone, everyone.
The Northwest Chamber Chorus and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
You've just heard part one of the sacred music of Duke Ellington in concert from St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in the 30th annual performance of this music in Seattle. Our thanks to Michael Brockman and Clarence Acox and the musicians and singers for the music, and thanks to Dan Mortensen for house sound and assistance with recording. Thanks to John Gilbreth for coordinating the event and the staff at Earshot and St. Mark's. Part two of this concert will be broadcast on Jazz Northwest at 2 p.m. on February 3rd. If you tuned in late or want to hear it again, this program can be streamed on our website at jazznw.org. And it's available as a podcast at Apple, Google, or NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. Next week's show will feature the Kate Olson Quartet in an Art of Jazz concert recorded at the Seattle Art Museum. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production. On our jazz calendar today, there's a celebration of Bill Ramsey's 90th birthday with a big band bash at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia from 4 to 6 p.m. today. There's also a tribute to Jobim at Marine View Church in Tacoma with Adriano Giordano, Marina Albero, Jeff Bush, Jacqueline Tabor, and others at Marine View Church at Dash Point in Tacoma from 5 to 7. Richard Cole Quartet plays at Tula's tonight. Next week, there's a Cannonball Adderley tribute band playing a series of events in connection with the release of a CD of Cannonball Adderley Quintet in Seattle in 1960s. The band with Roy McCurdy, who was drummer with Cannonball, and Corey Weeds, the saxophonist from British Columbia, whose record label is bringing out the disc, will be playing Monday at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia, Tuesday at the Sylvia Center in Bellingham, Wednesday two events, KNKX at 12:15 during a noon hour concert, and also at the Wildflower in North Bend Wednesday evening. Thursday, they'll be at Tula's, and on Friday, the CD release of Swingin' in Seattle with Cannonball Adderley Quintet. Also coming up this week, Eastside Jazz presents J. Thomas Sextet and Kelly Johnson at Resonance at Soma Towers in Bellevue on Thursday night. Thomas Marriott's quintet will be playing at Tula's. And Friday, there's a tribute to Samia Pani, beloved singer, percussionist, radio show host. She passed on December 2nd after her birthday show on KBCS. She did Haisis for over 30 years. Her co-host Sharon Stevens is carrying on the program. The tribute to Samia Pani will be Friday night, a memorial concert with Jovino Santos Neto, Adriano Giordano, Marco de Cavallo, Abrace, and others at Om Culture, Wallingford, 2210 North Pacific Street, the north end of Lake Union, on Friday evening at 7. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.